Storm Lake a winner. Tornadoes, dos, ADM uno. Got it done, Ben Shakirky. Congratulations.
Thanks, Chris. My heart's still racing.
You know, it's funny. After the first goal was scored by us within the first 10 minutes of the second half, I heard you continue to talk, continue to tell your kids to hustle. Don't let up. I mean, what's it like for you on the sideline, other than the fact of being a nervous wreck, possibly?
Pretty much that's the case, because if you get that first goal, and you got to get some more in. Otherwise, it's going to get hit an equalizer at any moment. The guys let down, they're going to let one in. And that kind of happened later on in the game, but we hung at it.
First half, 40 minutes, your thoughts on what happened between these two teams?
I was really impressed with Adel. They were hustled the whole game. They gave us a challenge. Like, they're actually a more aggressive team than I thought they were going to be.
Being more aggressive, did you expect them to try and just play defense that first half and try and shut you down as best they could?
I knew they'd be attacking, and they did attack well. They moved on all sides. They had our defense kind of flustered a little bit, but we kind of figured things out. It came down to the guys keeping it together.
The second goal of the second half for Dale Scully and I was difficult for us from this vantage point. Take us through what happened there on that particular goal.
Ball was put up, and just a bunch of guys coming together, we came away with it and put it in the back. So that's really comes down to it.
And we think Kevin Duquesne got that one.
Yeah, give Kevin the credit.
Kevin, credit on that one. I've got a couple kids I'm going to talk about, but Coach Shakirky, you're confident in this group. I watched you speak at the pep rally yesterday to the student body. What will you say to this team now that you got step number one completed?
I think it's time not to let down still. Continue. We got two more games. We're two games away from the state championship. Some of the guys on the team know what it feels like to get that final game, and it's just a matter of keeping together and finishing it.
You talk about 2013. You also brought that up at the pep rally. A couple guys were members of that state tournament team that finished second. I have to ask you how many times Jorge Sanchez, how many times you've thought about him, especially when it comes to this time of year down in crunch time at the state tournament.
Yeah, I don't think he ever leaves their mind. His family is always with us. They're coming down. They're biggest supporters of the team. They're all most of the cars of the boys always have Sanchez or Team Sanchez written all over them, so he's still with us.
And you are with your teammates here to celebrate this win and a lot of Storm Lake fans. What do you have to say about the green and white making the march to Des Moines today?
It was awesome. I mean, there's busloads of people, and it's great to see them, and hopefully see them tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to see you tomorrow. I'll let you go. I got a couple of your players, and I'll keep in touch with you, okay?
All right, thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Coach Ben Shakirky here in the post game. We'll get Daniel Urrea the headset on right now, and we've got Jose Nunez waiting in the on-deck circle. Storm Lake wins 2-1 on headset right now with me here in the post game is the man that got us on the board in the first 10 minutes of the second half, Daniel Urrea. Third goal of the season. Take me through what happened there on that particular play.
Well, I was just looking, and Dario made a good play. It went through the defender's legs, and I just saw the ball, and I knew I had to score that to get the team going. So
what was ADM like today out on the field?
Oh, they were tough. They were very tough physically, mentally. They were a tough team. Very good team, too.
Well, you guys are obviously a great team. Your 18th win of the season. I mean, I know you guys have your sights set on playing on Saturday in the championship matchup. Game number one done in the win column. What did you and the guys say? I know after shaking hands with ADM, you went over and saluted the Storm Lake crowd, but amongst one another, what are you going to talk about after today?
Just to be focused on the next one because we're not done and we're trying to bring the first place trophy home.
I love the sound of that, Daniel. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Go get some high fives and handshakes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's get our keeper here, Jose Nunez, in the post game here on Mix 101.7 KAYL Radio, StormLakeRadio.com. Jose, congratulations. All the pressure's on you. You always give credit to your defense. Tell me about things from the site as you looked out onto the field today. What were you seeing?
They were really, really aggressive. They were just coming at us first half. We didn't have shots. We weren't playing like how we usually play, but second half is always our half. We've known that. Our coach tells us that. Second half is always our half, and we did what we had to do second half.
Jose Nunez, keeper for the Storm Lake Tornadoes, the winner today, 2-1 over ADM. Let me ask you a tough question now, because I was down here for the second half closest to you. After that goal went by you, you patted yourself on the chest. What exactly happened there on that ADM goal?
That was my fault. I didn't dive for it. I thought it was going out, but I know it was on me, but I could have stopped it. It was mine.
Your teammates pick you up.
Yeah, they just told me, hey, focus. It's ours. We're no more shots. They were just telling me that, and I believe in them.
What's this crowd like for you to see all the Tornado fans making the trip to Des Moines?
I love it. They give me hype. They put all the pressure on me, and when they're here, I want to play for them. Like, for all my fans, just make our school, like, town proud.
What are you going to do now between now and 24 hours? You got to kill time before you can play again. How do you keep loose? How do you stay calm? How do you keep at ease?
I guess what we're probably going to do is go shower, go to the mall, eat something, then go to the hotel and play some FIFA, you know, just play some soccer games.
Why not? You guys are good at that. Jose Nunez, congratulations, man.
Thank you.